Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and today we're joined with a special player. I mean, there's always that one guy in every draft who kind of goes under the radar, and I think we're bringing one of those guys to you today. His name is Robert Callaway from Saginaw Valley State Cardinals, and he's joining us today. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm great. You know, I'm walking. I'm above ground, so that's always a good start, right?
Always.
Excellent. You know, and you were Gleock, honorable mention in 2009. And I want to kind of get people, you know, kind of updated on you. When I say you're under the radar, I mean you're not, you know, in the top, you know, realm of the, you know, names, but you're definitely drawing attention from NFL teams, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And I know you've had some, contact. What was it like when you got that first call or letter that you were gonna, you know, have some talks with NFL teams?
The first time it happened, like, I was up in camp, and Miami Dolphins scout called, and he said he wanted to talk to me, and he just let me know, like with your size and athleticism, you could play in the NFL. And I was I took it to heart, and it just stuck with me out throughout the whole season. And, I mean, I just played as hard as I could. Like, what I knew one problem that I had the year before was that, like, my conditioning wasn't the greatest, and I knew that I wouldn't be able to play the whole game. So, like, over the summer, I didn't do nothing but just, you know, basically devote my life into getting into shape, losing weight, and, like, I did the best I could for my team.
Excellent. And now I think you're about, what, 6'5", 324?
Yep, I'm 6'5". I weighed in at 322 today.
Excellent. Now, do you want to keep getting lighter, or do you want to kind of stay right where you're at?
I say anywhere in between 315 and 320 would be great for me.
Excellent. And obviously, Saginaw Valley State, one of the top teams in the Great Lakes Interathletic Conference. I'm just going to say Gleock for everyone. You know, not many people are going to be familiar with that, so I want to give them a rundown real quick. You play a lot of zero technique.
I played a lot of one. And
okay.
I played a lot of one, two, and the three technique.
Okay.
But it's just like when we went to like our basically we'll drop another D tackle and we'll go to a 30 front and I could play the zero technique.
Excellent. And you're definitely taking up two guys when you're down in the trenches. I mean, what's it like? I mean, I know you had some, like John Jacobs, the linebacker, another great athlete, recorded 148 tackles. I mean, how many times after a game does he say, you know, thanks, big fella, for, you know, occupying all that space for me?
I mean, the thing is, he did tell me during the game, like Rob, I'm seeing good right now. I have nobody touch me the whole game. And I'm like, all right, like, well, just as long as they're making plays, then, I mean, if they're making the tackles, I don't got a problem with it. Like, I don't got a problem taking up two bodies because we still winning. But, I mean, if I was taking up a double head, somebody was breaking for like 20, 30 yards, I'd get upset.
Excellent. And you've been also contacting me besides defensive line. There's been some interest in you on the offensive side of the ball. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's just because I got a pretty good punch and my lower body is pretty strong. It's just that they think that since I got a good bull rush, I might be able to run block pretty good. I think.
Excellent.
I mean, as far as that goes, if a team want me to play online, I adapt and adjust.
Excellent. But you prefer playing defense?
I mean, it really don't matter to me just as long as I'm playing because I figure, like, you know what I'm saying? I claim I'm an athlete. I should be able to adapt and adjust anything. If you want me to play here, I should be able to play here.
And Robert Callaway joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, one of the many, many guys we're bringing to you. And like I said, Robert is a definite guy to keep your eyes on, folks out there. Brings a terrific skill set, and obviously he's getting that attention from the next level. I mean, you played in a couple All-Star games. You played in the Cactus Bowl. You played in the East Coast Bowl. What was it like getting the invites to both of those?
I mean, when I got the invite to the East Coast Bowl, it kind of picked me up because we had just lost our playoff game, and I'm like, I'd do it, like, because I never played in an All-Star game before, and like I was like, all right, like it was just different because I was working with a
that like? I mean, how much of a mindset does it take to, you know, kind of, you know, play a position where you don't get a lot of recognition? I mean, your teammates, like you said, John's coming up to you during the game, you know, saying thanks for, you know, keeping things open. But, you know, on the public's eye, you know, you're not going to be the guy, you know, with the cameras and the microphones and after the game. Is that a hard adjustment, or is that just something you get used to?
I mean, it's something that you get used to. I mean, I know that I stand out to the people, you know what I'm saying, who matter, but I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, I know Jacob would get like a good 10 microphones in his face at once, but I mean, it wasn't really important to me. Like, the press and none of that wasn't really important to me. It was just more like we winning and like I'm having a successful senior year.
You know, Robert, that's one of the best statements I've heard in a long time. You're getting noticed by the people who matter, and that's right. You know, as much as I like what you bring to the table, I can't get you drafted by an NFL team, but an NFL scout can, so that's definitely a good take.
I mean, it's all right. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not asking nobody to work miracles. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, thanking anybody who can appreciate what I do.
Excellent. And during that East Coast ball, I have to ask two running backs, Tunde Ogun and LaMarcus Coker. What were your thoughts on those guys?
Oh, man, LaMarcus Coker, that boy is fast. I get subbed out and then I just watch him. Like they were outside zone, get by the open scene, and it just housed that thing. And I'm like, man. I'm like, Tookie picked up my team, something's wrong.
Yeah, LaMarcus Coker. Yeah, he said he wants to run about a 4.28 in his 40, so he definitely got some speed on them legs. You know, Robert, I'm interested to hear. I mean, you know, you're majoring in criminal justice, and Manvel Trice is your agent, and I know Joy Bell, criminal justice. I mean, does he just go after criminal justice guys with NFL talent?
I mean, we probably make the best out of the guys because. For one, you know what I'm saying, you gotta be disciplined to be a criminal justice major. Like you can't have nothing like them, like when people get MIPs, like minor in possessions or DUIs and stuff like that. You can't be a criminal justice major and get things like that. There's been a lot of situations when I just said like no to like different opportunities because I knew that it wouldn't be the best for me as a criminal justice major.
And that goes a long way, you know, obviously in that draft evaluation when these guys are sitting you down. I mean, that's obviously a leg up for you that they know the head's on straight and, you know, the background's solid. I mean, you know, you said now when you got that call last season from the Dolphins, you know, and said, you know, you had a nice skill set. I mean, was that the first time that you kind of thought you had this, you know, the talent to make it to the next level?
I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not a cocky dude at all. But, okay. Like the second I got it, all I needed was somebody to tell me, and that's it. if I got somebody who was already at that level to tell me that I had the skill set to do it, I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking it full on to heart because like you obviously know what you're talking about because you've been there a lot longer than I have.
Excellent. And your pro day, I think all the Glioc schools work out at once, correct?
Right.
And I mean, when is that? Is that the 17th or 24th?
The
15th? My bad. I had my days confused. And in terms of that preparation, I mean, what are you looking to showcase to the scouts that are going to be on hand?
I mean, I'm trying to show them everything they want to see. I want to show them my quickness, my ability to change direction, my ability to adapt and adjust to any situation they throw at me.
And Manvel said that, you know, there'll be a scout on hand probably working you out at offensive line. I mean, is that just kind of a... I mean, I know, you know, you play your time at defensive end or defensive tackle. I mean, is that a weird feeling knowing that, you know, you're going to have a scout up close? You know, do you kind of feel like, you know, you just wish you could show how you play defense instead of kind of pass protection?
My thing is, like, I like to be, when I'm doing something, I like to know that I'm the best at it.
Okay.
And, I mean, as of right now, I mean, I can do okay in O-line drills, but, I mean, they're not, like, if you was to look up my strengths, that would not be one of them.
Excellent. And I ask everyone who comes on the show, Robert, you know, if we put you in an NFL helmet, on an NFL uniform, and who are you going to remind us the most that plays on Sundays now?
Who am I admire most?
No, who are you going to remind us of the most?
I had to probably say Albert Haynesworth.
Nice. And is that a guy, obviously, you like to pattern yourself after a little bit, just to kind of watch him?
Definitely, because he just ridiculously dominant in the middle, and teams really don't know what to do with him. I mean, you put Pro Bowl guards and stuff in front of him, he just destroys them.
And when you're on the field, I mean, if you see double teams almost 90% of the time?
I'd say about 98.
And if they're foolish enough to not do it, you're just going to dominate them, right?
Oh, yeah. I love it when a team want to throw one blocker at me.
I mean, what are you thinking? When the game starts, you know, and you get up to the line and you notice what, you know, after a few plays, you realize what's going to happen. I mean, what do you think to yourself if they're going to go single digits in terms of bringing a blocker?
I mean, if they, like, the second I get adjusted to the game, it's by, like, if the guard's not leaning with the center, then he's obviously going away. So if the center just coming my way 9 times out of 10, he's going to cut. So I prepare myself for, you know what I'm saying, what, like, the different scenarios, because, like, if the guard's not looking like he's trying to get involved with anything, then I know I'm either going to get cut or the center trying to reach me. So I just basically be ready for anything and adjust on the fly. And I mean, when I do get those single team opportunities, I try to do my best to the fullest, just because I know that they only come once in every blue moon.
Excellent. And once again, Robert Callaway, Saginaw Valley State Cardinals, defensive tackle. And he's going to be working out on the 15th, the Glioc Pro Day, where all the schools combine. And you guys should have a nice little crowd of people. I mean, yourself, Joik, there's some John. I mean, there's some standout guys in the Glioc. I mean, how are you nervous, or you just can't wait to get it over with? I mean, what's your feeling on the 15th?
My thing is, I'm real relaxed, and I've learned over the years is that like when I'm relaxed, it's just like. Like, my best performances come out, period. No matter if it's games, games, like, actual school tests, or testing for, like, the NFL team. Like, when I'm relaxed, I don't worry about nothing because I'm not wasting energy being nervous.
Excellent. Well, hey, Robert, we always like to have some fun with you guys before we let you go, and it's called Three Downs and Out. They're just kind of simple one-liner questions. You ready to go with that?
All right, let's go.
All right, first down. If Robert Callaway could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Ooh. Christina Milian.
Nice. I don't get her that much, but very, very nice. And second down, Robert, if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't show your great offense and defensive line skills, what other talent could you showcase to America?
I dance.
Dance pretty good?
Yeah, I get down, man. I've been known to cut a wheel rug.
Very nice. And Robert, the final down, third down for you today. When's the last time you cried after a loss or a win?
Oh man, that was our playoff game. Like we lost, and like it didn't even hit me that we lost, and it was the last game I'm ever play in a Saginaw Valley uniform. Until I was walking off the field, and then it was like I was crossing the opposite side end zone, and I just started crying like a baby, like my visor got all fogged up and everything.
Nice. And I mean, can you believe it's come and gone, man? I mean, your time at Saginaw Valley State. I mean, did it go by that quick?
I mean, it did. I mean, I had fun. Like I try to take every opportunity to the fullest.
Excellent. Well, hey, Robert, we look forward to definitely hearing how March 15th goes. I'm actually going to try to make it up there if the arrangements are right. But, hey, wishing you the best moving forward, and we obviously want to keep, you know, base with you here at the NFL Draft Bible and follow your way towards your own personal path towards the draft.
Okay.
All right. That's Robert Callaway of the Saginaw Valley State Cardinals joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. You know, and, you know, this is another great kid, and he's a sleeper. He's had contacts with NFL teams. He's on the NFL radar. And, you know, a guy I like to bring up, I mean, granted, he went to Auburn. Jay Ratliff, Cowboys, I think sixth, seventh round pick, you know, but he's back-to-back Pro Bowls. So, you know, you don't have to be a Gerald McCoy or an Ndamukong Suh to get, you know, to these, you know, it's not where you start, it's where you're going to finish. I'm your host, Both Marchant. Thanks for joining us on another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.